Genesis chapter 1 this morning. Genesis chapter 1. Man, I'm so glad Jesus lives in my heart. Man, praise the Lord for that. And that is the hope. That is the hope when you go through tough times and good times and everything. The hope is Jesus Christ. Man, so thankful that He lives in those that are saved. Not saved this morning, it'd be a good time to start that process. Salvation. Genesis chapter 1, we'll read verse 1. This morning it says this, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Let's pray. God, we thank You, Lord, for all that You are, Lord God. We thank You that You, if we are saved, You live within us, Lord God. We thank You for that, Lord. We thank You as we started it off with "My hope is Jesus," Lord God. There is no other hope other than Jesus, Lord. And this whole world today is looking for hope. They're looking for hope. They're looking for hope somewhere, because none of those things satisfy, but Jesus satisfies. Jesus, You satisfy. God, thank You for sending Your Son, Lord, to die on a cross for us and to rise again, Lord God, so that we could have salvation and victory over death, Lord God. And I just thank You for all that You've done, Lord. I pray, God, You be with the Lynch family, Lord. They've been close on many, many people's hearts here, I know, today, Lord, yesterday. God, I pray that You be with them, Lord. Lord, it's our loss, Lord. It's heaven's gain. And, Lord, You get to a place, Lord God, where I'm starting to long to go up there, because there's a lot of people there I want to see. A lot of people here I miss, Lord God. But until then, You have a work for us to do. And so, God, I pray You would find us faithful, Lord God. That greater cloud of witnesses up there, Lord God, that's cheering us on, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, we wouldn't fail them, Lord, because we put our strength in Jesus Christ. God, I pray that You'd be with this place, Lord. I pray in 2024, Lord God, that You'd move in this place. The Holy Spirit move in each and every life here. Lord, those that are saved to glorify You more. And Lord, those that are not saved, Lord God, to accept You as their personal Savior, God, today would be a great day. Lord, we know this, as Pastor John Mark started off our service, if we glorify You in our worship, You will bring blessings. We know that. And so, God, we want to see souls saved. We want to see souls walk the aisles. But Lord God, we want to first and foremost glorify You in all that we do. God, be with the message this morning. Strengthen us. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Man, thank you, Brother Jason. And I appreciate the music this morning. Man, choir, as he mentioned, great job. And love that song. And then Miss Ann with our special. Man, appreciate that. Glad she's feeling better and back in. And then Abram and Joanna, just a great job on the offertory today. And appreciate the music. And again, and appreciate the prayers of our people. And we had a prayer meeting this morning, took some time, and prayed for the Lynch family. And I just picture Ms. Yvonne over there. I know this. She liked hard preaching. I couldn't preach too hard for her. She wanted me to preach harder, all right, than we did. And I just enjoyed having, I knew that when we preached the Word of God, she was right there with us. And so keep them in your prayers. And just brought back memories, y'all, the same thing. And yesterday, I appreciate our church family's prayers as well. 4 years ago, January 6, 2020, got a call from Mom that Dad had passed away. And so that was 4 years ago yesterday. And then got a call yesterday morning about Mrs. Lynch. And so just appreciate the prayers for the Lynch family and those of y'all that think of Mom and us as well. And anyway, just listen, God knows what He's doing. It's His time, and it was His time to take her home. So anyway, thank you for your prayers. Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 1, we just read the first verse of the Word of God, right? And hopefully you've got that memorized at some point in your life. And God, I was thinking about this, God could have chosen any verse to start His Word with, and He chose Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1. And we're going to take some time, I think, over the next few weeks or so, and go through the book of Genesis. Genesis is a book about beginnings, and the beginning of the earth, the beginning of man, the beginning of sin, the beginning of God's plan for the payment for sin, all those things, and many others are covered in the book of Genesis. I read this here recently, and tells you where our world is today. I grew up in a Christian home, so I grew up in a home where I was taught the Word of God from the time I was a child, from the time I was a baby. I was
I guess I was in that nursery, or at least over there somewhere, when we first came here. I was, 3 years old or so. And so so the nursery by then consisted of Mom. That was it. And she took care of me, and that kept her hands full most of the time. So, but that's, I grew up in church here. I went to Christian school, grew up in a Christian school there, was taught the Word of God in school. And so for me, as I've gone through my life, to accept the story of the book of Genesis, the creation story, has never been that big a deal. Because that's what I knew from the time that I was born and the time that I was young and taught those things. But, you know, we live in a world where things are changing. I was reading this just recently. There's a from 1988 until really till now. Well, this is just from 1988 to 2019. There was a question, a poll taken in the United States. I think it was 2,000 people that participated in this each year. And here was the question. The question was this: do you believe that human beings, as we know them today, developed from earlier species of animals? That was the question. That was it. Do you believe that human beings developed from animals? Now, for me growing up, I'd never seen. Now, there's a couple people, when you look at them, you're not sure, right? All right, maybe a couple are questionable. But no, when you think about the idea that man would come from an animal, to me doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. And obviously it goes against what the Word of God says. But in this survey, this is just in the United States of America, 1988, 46% of adults believed or said they believed that human beings developed from earlier species of animals. That number in 2019 is up to 54%, more than half. But I tell you what's really telling is this, the 18 to 24-year-olds, 2019, that statement, 68%, almost 70% said they believed that man developed from animals. Now, we know that why that's the case, right? Because in our education system, that's what they did. They want to get those children while they're young and teach them that they came. By the way, I'm going to get off on a tangent here. But if I'm telling a child he came from an animal, then why do I expect him to act any different than an animal does, right? Then why can't he act the way he wants to? And to be honest with you, if you take evolution to its end, then why can't we just act the way we want to? If we really just came from animals, what does it matter how we live, right? And that's what Satan wants, that's what the world wants, is to go against the Word of God. But the Bible still says, in the beginning, God created. God created. And so much in the world today, and so somebody that grew up in around the things of God and the Word of God, but I tell you, there's so many today that have grown up around, and they start to question what the Bible says. And that's why the book of Genesis and these first few verses here have been attacked so much by Satan. Because if he can say God didn't create, then it takes away responsibility and it gives man the power instead of God. And so we're going to start this morning just with this verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. We'll go a little further than that. But it's interesting, as God starts his word, he could have chosen any verse, but he chose to start it with this verse. And it's something interesting in this verse. There's no argument in this verse for the existence of God. God is to take time to try to prove his existence. Hey, let me tell you something this morning. God is. That's it. God is. And God doesn't try to say this is why you should believe. No, no, no. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God is already, it's a statement of fact that we have to accept by faith. We know this morning. You weren't there. I wasn't there. None was there. No one was there when God created the heaven and the earth. God was there. And so it's something, a statement that God makes, a statement of fact that we have to accept by faith this morning. I'm telling you this, if we can't accept Genesis 1:1, it's going to be really hard for us to accept John 3:16. If we can't believe that God's the one, because if God did not create us, then what say does he have in what we do if God's not our creator? And if God didn't create us, then why in the world would he send his son to die on the cross for us? And so this morning, I just want to take a few minutes And most of the stuff that you already know, but let me just go back over it again. Remind us for each generation. First of all, it says in the beginning, God created. You were created by God. God the Father was there. The Bible tells us, in fact, hold your place there. Go to John chapter 1. Go to John chapter 1. Not only was God the Father there mentioned in Genesis 1, but look what John chapter 1 tells us. John chapter 1 and just the first few verses here as we John begins his gospel. In the beginning, it starts the same words as the book of Genesis. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Who is the Word? The Word is Jesus Christ, right? Verse 3, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Not only was God the Father there, but God the Son in the beginning. In fact, go to Colossians chapter 1. Look at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse number 13. As Jesus was there, Jesus, the Son of God, God the Son. Look at Colossians chapter 1, verse number 13. Very evident who was talking about here. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. That's Jesus Christ, right? His dear Son, the Son of God, verse 13. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. The only way we get to heaven is through the redemption that comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's it. And so verse 14, that redemption comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. Verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Verse 16, by Him, by Jesus Christ, were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things. And by Him all things consist. Everything that was ever created was done by God. By God the Father was there. God the Son, Jesus Christ, by Him all things consist. Then go back to Genesis chapter 1. Interesting there as we get through verse 1. In the beginning, God the Father is there. John chapter 1, Colossians 1, God the Son is there. And look at verse number 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. You have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All three there. We'll talk about it more later in Genesis, maybe not this morning, but later on, as the Trinity's there together, the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we have all things created by God. That's what the Bible tells us. All things created by God. And then not only created by Him, but it tells us how. And verse number 3 says, and God said. Go to verse number 6. And God said. And verse number 9. And God said. And verse number 11. And verse number 14. And verse number 20. And verse number 24. And verse number 26. And God said. And God said. And God said. You know how creation came about? Creation came about by the Word of God. God spoke it. God said it. And it says over and over again, God said, God said, God said, God said. By the way, don't listen to those that are trying to take the Word of God and the things of the world and try to mesh those things together. The Bible is very clear. These were six literal days of creation. You know, my God's not so small that He can't create the whole world in 6 days. You know that? I believe in a big God, right? And God, the God I worship, is powerful enough and strong enough to do that. And the Bible's very clear. Look as you go through these verses here. Several things that show us that. Look at verse number 5. It says, and the evening and the morning. Verse number 8, and the evening and the morning. Verse number 13, and the evening and the morning. Verse number 19, the evening and the morning. Same thing, verse number 23, the evening and the morning. Verse number 31, the evening and the morning. So it's very clear we're talking about the evening and the morning. What's that? That makes up a day, right? Not only that, you see throughout those that say the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day. It goes number by number through each one. The Bible tells us later on. Go to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 8, right in the middle here of the Ten Commandments that God gives to the children of Israel. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Verse 9, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Verse 11, for in 6 days, not 6,000 years, not in six pseudo days, no, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. You know how long it took God to create this earth? 6 days. 6 days. God spoke this world into existence in 6 days. And the Bible is very clear on that. In fact, go to Psalms chapter 33. Psalms 33. God spoke the word of God, and formed all creation. Look at Psalms chapter 33. Verse number 6. Psalms chapter 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. You know how the world was created? By the word of God. He spoke it. God commanded it. God said it, and it was done. Go to Psalms chapter 148. Psalms 148. Psalms 148, verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 148, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise ye him, all ye stars of light. The angels, the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars of light. Praise ye heaven of heavens and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. Why? For he commanded and they were created. Hey, these things were created by the commandment of God, by his word. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, chapter on faith here in verse number 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by what? The word of God. The Bible tells Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You know what? That word was settled in heaven before heaven and earth were ever created, right? God had settled his word. And the word of God, what God said, is what caused the earth to be created. God spoke it into existence. Back to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Most of y'all know we won't go through all of this in detail this morning, but as you go through the first chapter in Genesis, it begins in verse 3. God said, let there be light, and he creates that light, divides the light from the darkness, the day and the night, that first day, and then the dividing of the firmament, the waters from above, the waters beneath on the second day. On the third day, you have the land and the sea, the land that comes up out of the sea, the dry land, the earth, and then the fruit and the plant life that appears. The fourth day, the sun, moon, and stars become visible as God creates those and gives those here on earth. And then the fifth day, of course, the animals begin to be created by God as he created those in the fish in the sea and those fowls in the air. And, of course, the sixth day, the land animals and man. And the interesting is you go through all of that, and as you look at creation, God created things in a mature state. All right, when God created man, he didn't create man as a baby. He created Adam and Eve as adults. When God created these plants and these animals, these trees and all that was around the earth, he created that in a mature state. And didn't create that as something small. He created that already alive and, of course, already in a mature state as he did that. So with man, with animals, with all his creation. And so God created the heavens and the earth, created by God, created by His Word, by the Word of God. And then go to Romans chapter 1. God created the heaven and the earth to reveal Himself to man. Romans chapter 1, a great chapter here. And to start off the book of Romans, and so many great verses as Paul writes this, but he begins to talk about the world. In verse number 16, he talks about the power of God that comes through salvation, the gospel of Christ, and the revealing of the righteousness of God in verse number 17, and the wrath of God in verse 18, and those things are revealed in verse number 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. Look at verse 20. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. So the invisible things of God from the creation, from what we see around us in creation world, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. That's us, right? We're the creature. She's the creator. So as we look around at the creation, what God's given us, we get to see the sunshine today, which hopefully we probably enjoy a little more than what we saw yesterday, right? But we get to enjoy that, God's creation. And so as we look at the creation that God has put into place, then as a creature, those that have been made by God, we understand some things as we look at that. The Bible says, even His eternal power and Godhead, His deity, He's God. As we look out this morning, there's no way we can look at the creation around us and not realize there's something greater than us, right? Something greater than us. And we can't produce life. Man has tried for years and years, and we can take, but there's no way we can't create life out of nothing as God does. Think about what we have going on in our church. We had Ms. Yvonne passed away, that cycle of life. But at the same time, we had, last Sunday, Ryan and Mariah, they got that new baby up there, right? Last Sunday morning. Hey, you know what? God brought that life here. God did it. God did it. They said, well, it was their child. No, God is the one that gives life. God is the one that provides life. And that cycle of life. And so as we look at all those things and how wonderfully from the oldest in here, the youngest in here this morning, how wonderfully God has made us, how can we look at that and not see there's something greater than us out there? And so as we see those things, the power of God, and we see the deity of God, the Bible tells us this in verse 20, so that they are what? Without excuse. There is no one that has ever lived on this earth that can come and say to God, hey God, I didn't realize there was something greater than me. No, all we have to do is look at the creation around us. We are without excuse this morning. We're without excuse. When it comes to acknowledging God, that there is a God, acknowledging what God has done, we are without excuse. Go to Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 45. God created the world to reveal Himself to us. Isaiah chapter 45. Look at verse number 18. For thus saith the Lord, Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself that formed the earth and made it, He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no other God. There is no other God before Him. There is no other God beside Him. There is none else. It's God. And God's the one that created this earth. And He's not just a creator. Look at the next verse. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Verse 20, assemble yourselves and come, draw near together. Ye that are escaped of the nations, they have no knowledge, that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. We have so many in our world today, they're praying to a God that cannot save them. Hey, God created the heavens and the earth. He is God, there is none else. Verse number 21. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? who had told her from that time, have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a what? And a Savior. There is none beside me. He's not only our Creator this morning, if you're on your way to heaven, He's your Savior. He's your Savior. He's God. There is none else. Verse 22, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Hey, God has revealed His salvation for us. This morning, creation was given as a revelation for us that we could see what God has done. And so as we see what God has done and we see the power of God and the deity of God as we seek after God, then God says, hey, not only am I Creator, but I'm Savior. I've sent my Son to save you from your sins. Go to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, verse number 9. As heaven is opened up, and we get to have a little peek into heaven. Verse 9, and when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Why? For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. You know why I was created? For the pleasure of God. I don't understand that. I don't know anything I could do that could please God, but I tell you this, God created me so that I could please Him with my life. That's what He did. Same thing for you. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. This morning, Genesis 1:1, let me help you understand something. Genesis 1:1 will not save you. Just because you believe God created the heavens and earth, that's not going to take you to heaven. It won't. But I tell you this, it's going to be hard for you to get to heaven if you don't believe Genesis 1:1. I can tell you that. That's not going to save you. Hey, God sent His Son to die on the cross for us, and the gospel of Jesus Christ is evident throughout the Word of God. But I tell you what Genesis 1:1 will do, it'll lead you to the gospel. That's what it'll do. And this morning, understand something. In the beginning, God created, that thank God He created the heaven and the earth, right? And thank God we have a God that's powerful enough to do that, because the God that's powerful enough to create the heaven and earth is the God that's powerful enough to pay for my sins and for your sins so we can spend eternity in heaven with Him. Hey, this morning, you're on your way to heaven. I hope that's the most important decision you make, but it's got to start with believing that God created the heavens and the earth. You say, boy, this is nothing new. I've heard this a million times. You probably have, but I'll tell you this. You're walking out in a world that doesn't believe that. I'm telling you. They don't. And you're going to have to talk to some people this week or next week, the week after, and you're going to try to give them the gospel. And you may have to back up to Genesis 1:1 and say, hey, first, you got to understand something. Hey, we didn't come here by chance. We didn't just show up. We didn't just evolve. No, God created me. And I tell you, when we can change, and people can say, hey, it wasn't God that created, then everything's open. And that's what we live. We live in a world today where there is no absolute. Why? Because we don't start with the first absolute, that God created the heaven and the earth. You get rid of that absolute, and you just go throw all the rest away too. Hey, in the beginning, God created. And I'm so glad He did, because that same God that created me saved me. And so I can live a life that pleases Him. Not perfect, but I can try to please Him, because that's why He created me. Let me tell you this morning, He created you. There's not a person in here, a thing in here that God didn't create. All of us have been created by God. Have you trusted God as your Savior? Father, I pray that You'd speak to us this morning. And Lord, help us to see the importance of believing by faith what the Word of God says. Lord, You've told us. You've told man. You've given, it's written down in the Word of God, how man began, how creation began. And yet many refuse to believe. They don't want to believe what's been written. They don't want to believe what's been spoken. And so I pray this morning, Lord, we'd realize, and Lord, as best I know, there's vast majority, if not everybody here, this is nothing new. Or this is something that maybe like me, they've known from the time they're young. But Lord, in this day and age, more than ever before, it needs to be that Christians are taking a stand on what the Word of God says. Not what education says, Lord, although there's nothing wrong with education. Not what science says, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with science. But Lord, there is when education and science go against the Word of God. So it helps to take a stand for God's Word over everything else. And Lord, just every heart, Lord, I'm thinking this morning about those that are young. Lord, the children, the young people. And Lord, help them to realize that the Word of God is true. It's something, Lord, that we need to take and pass on to each generation. And Lord, work in our hearts this morning. I pray there's someone here, Lord, that's never trusted you as Savior. Lord, they've been created by you, but they've never started that relationship with you. I pray this morning will be the start of that. I pray that they'd realize they're a sinner. And Lord, as we'll go through in this book, the beginning of sin, they'll realize that we're all sinners. And because of sin, we deserve to go to hell. But Lord, you sent your Son to die on the cross to pay for my sin and for their sin. And Lord, help them accept you this morning and what you've done for them. And Lord, help us to go out into a world that doesn't always believe what the Word of God says and give them the truth that they need. In Jesus' name. Everybody stand with head bowed and eyes closed this morning. Nobody looking around. And so we started from the beginning, not necessarily a salvation message this morning. But I tell you this morning, if you're here and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's not because God didn't take care of sin for you. He's taking care of sin. But we have to take and put our faith and trust in Him. And I'm telling you, somebody that won't put their faith and trust in creation is going to have a hard time putting their faith and trust in salvation. This morning, do you know for sure you're saved? Do you know for sure you're on the way to heaven? If I was to ask you this morning, I'm not going to do this, but if I was to ask you, do you know for sure you're created? I think most everybody raised their hand, if not everybody. But being created is not enough. Have you been saved? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know for sure you're on your way to heaven? If you could say that this morning, hey, I know without a shadow of a doubt, if I was to die today, just as Mrs. Yvonne Lynch did this week and she woke up in heaven, the same thing for me, not because I'm good enough, because I've trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. If you can say that, just slip your hand up. I don't say, I know I'm saved this morning. You can put your hand right back down. Thank you. Here this morning, you say this, you say, I'm just not sure. I don't know that I necessarily believe all that. Man, I'd love to take the Word of God, and we did that a little bit here this morning, but take it in more detail and show you what the Word of God says. Be honest with you, what you believe, what I believe, is not all that important. What is important is what the Word of God says. If you're here this morning, you say, I'm just not sure. I don't know that I believe all that. I'm not sure if I'm on the way to heaven or not. I'm not going to embarrass you at all, but as you do this, be honest for God. And just if you just slip your hand up, say, pray for me. I'm just not sure. Just ask some questions. Pray for me this morning. Anybody like that at all? Hey, if you're saved this morning, there's a world that needs truth. They need truth, and we need to give it to them. And take the truth of the Word of God, and don't be ashamed of it. Take a stand on what God's Word says and share that with those around you. As the music plays this morning, you come forward as the Lord spoke to you.
great to have you here this morning. Be back tonight if you can, 6 o'clock. And, man, looking forward to a great day today. Enjoy the sunshine. If you don't see it till next week, be back next Sunday. Lord willing, we'll talk about, man, the world's always talking about self-esteem, right? The cure for self-esteem with your children, with your family. Again, the self-esteem like it's supposed to. We'll talk a little bit about that next week. Have a great, wonderful week. Again, keep the Lynch family in your prayers, if you would. And we'll get to Mr. Hazelwood. Why don't you close in prayer?
Thank you.